Now we are the champions of the tabletop.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
What is dead may never die.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy hoy.
And Lauren, who plays Dagna.
An orc, an elf, and a human walk into the bar. The dwarf just walks underneath it.
Hey, guys!
Hey, Sean! Hey.
Ooh, we're back with the new season.
I don't know where you've been, but we've been here playing D&D.
Right? So, last season was a roller coaster of a bunch of stuff, and I only bring it up this season because if you're jumping on it this season, this season's going to end up being the conclusion of a basically three-season arc. So if you wanted to start at, what was it, season four, to continue from that point to get the whole story, or you can pick up here and try and keep up, but there's probably going to be a few things that you're questioning about.
Season four is episode 145, A New Adventure.
So, and then
back there.
So
see you later.
I think this season.
We'll see you in a couple episodes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the season's going to be a little shorter, and it's going to be a little bit different because, spoiler alert, Lauren and I are going to be switching DMing back and forth between the two groups. So, it's going to be exciting. So,
I was changing one.
No, sorry, I just thought that's the idea.
I'm excited. I think this is going to work out really nicely that we have it planned. And I've been trying to, like, avoid giving Lauren spoilers and her me. Because we both play in either one. But anyway, let's go, guys. So,
well, it's really a you thing now, because what the fuck is happening?
Right?
I know, right? Where we've been the last couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. What have we been doing?
Right? We'll get to that in just a second.
Chilling out in a spider web. That's what we've been doing.
But let's start with this. The dream is always the same. 12 stars. The 5 lights. And an open maw and darkness consuming all. Night and day the vision consumes me. The axe of good and evil teetering on the blade of a knife without conclusion or resolution keeps me hanging in silent wait for the inevitable end. The victory of either matters not, as I have contingencies for both. My power is great and absolute. And finally, after what seems an eternity of the vision, the time is nigh. The darkness has been lifted, and the truth of it all has finally become clear. The 5 points of light in the darkness have been revealed. Blue, green, yellow, black, and clear. The lights reflect, showing a division of what was once 5, now is 10. And with the curtain of darkness pulled back, the maw scowls. What happens next is a mystery to all, but it matters not, for my time has come. All right, guys. So, for the last about 2 weeks, you guys have been stuck in this plane. You were pulled through a portal. First of all, Cyrus was not with you, and neither was Callus. In this plane, there was Boone, Dagna, and Cam. You guys have been meandering this plane of darkness and purple spider webs for the last 2.5 weeks. Every waking moment has just been left in this endless plane of spider webs. And on the spider web, you get the images floating in and out of these spirits just howling in pain and torment attached to this web in separate little cocoons. You guys have been searching for an escape for a while. During the day, it's just endless walking. Night, you're dreams have just been haunted with the visions of your greatest fears, and you've just been ultimately broken down mentally. The only thing that's kept you sane is your companions. You guys kind of working with each other, you know, as this goes through, as you've been trying to figure out answers. Until one day, something weird happened. You guys popped in and out of existence. Did Callus ever make it back, Lauren? Or until the Callus, very end,
but okay.
But basically, I believe that Boone popped out of existence and some weird stranger popped into existence, and then they switched back, and then someone else was switched out and switched back, and then eventually, after all was said and done, Boone, Dagna, Callus, Cyrus, and Cam, you guys all find yourself standing in this spider web. Everybody is reunited.
How long has it been since they just appeared 10
They just seconds appeared ago. 3 seconds ago.
Real?
I'm going to walk over to Callus first and just sort of poke you with my finger. Like, real? Real?
Yes. Really? You're just going to poke me? What?
Callus.
It's been...
Dagna hugs him. Y'all. Dogpile.
I know. I was like, we all grab him, like, and just
Cyrus gets
him.
Callus is Cyrus.
Cyrus, you get. Don't worry.
Is Cyrus
like,
there too, or is just
Cyrus is there too.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. Boone would go and run and hug Cyrus. You can't breathe. I'm hugging you so hard.
It's like, I'm happy to see you too, but I kind of need to breathe.
No, you're mine. No.
Hey, Matt, I want you to take inspiration for bringing back the accent and remembering how to do it after a year.
Thank you. You have no idea how hard that is.
It's like, that's what she said.
She said it all night.
Boone did not say that.
I'm going to die again if you won't let me breathe.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. I was very, very surprised to see.
It's been, I'm very happy you're alive. It sucks here. It sucks here so bad.
This is the worst place ever. I thought you guys were gone. Shag is just a mess.
Just holding it together as best as possible. Like a literal nightmare.
What happened to Cyrus? Was he not here with you?
He died. And he turned into feathers. And there was a bee that killed him. And Shag is just slobbery mess right now.
Cyrus just like pets on her back. It's like, it's okay. I'm here now. It's like, it was weird I don't think it was the afterlife because I saw some strange folks and I was a floating disc for a bit.
That was you.
Wait, you mean that wasn't a dream? I saw you there at first, but I thought that was just, the afterlife, but it was all real?
Boone looks very concerned. So.
It was just like she looks trying. Like,
oh, like, I should point something out. With Cyrus having been in the disc last season, Cyrus has memories of everything that happened with the other group, because technically he was with them the whole time. Cyrus, you remember when you were out of their pocket, you could see everything. You had a sense of everything that was going on around you. Other than that, when you were in pouches and stuff, you just got audible things. You basically just heard them talking. So you can play that accordingly.
So if that's the case, I've seen some things that might explain what's going on.
Did any of them explain how we can leave here? It's bad, guys.
How did you get here exactly? I don't know where here is.
Yes, sir.
We don't know.
Last thing I remember was, being disintegrated and all that. And
That sounds fun. Yes, I don't remember anything.
Yes, it was a squishy day, feeling every single piece of me, falling apart and all that. But it happens.
happens.
YOLO. Just D&D things.
Kind of disintegrated, came back, is okay.
Hold on. YOLO does not apply here at all.
Actually, he literally died. Valid point.
Oh, super true. Yep. All right.
Got me there. I mean, I watched... You got dragged literally down into the ground by ghost hands, and
yeah, it was not pretty.
Callus got like ripped into the ground by ghost hands. I think it was the word, right? Yeah,
it was Asmodeus.
Yeah, all right, but they were, you know, bad.
Cool, wait, were you saying that as a Cam?
Yeah, like, this is in character.
Okay, good.
Cam and Kyle are very similar in this regard.
The chained figure in last season, was that Asmodeus? Did I recognize that as Asmodeus?
Lauren?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw Asmodeus. He was chained up.
Yes, Cal saw him too.
Yes, I dealt with that. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I'm super glad you guys are able to just brush over this. It doesn't really matter. We need to get out of here, guys. We have been here for so long. Really,
it's so bad. Is that
like, we had to go.
Here,
we can share stories later. Get us out of here.
All right, everybody give me perception checks.
Okay.
I think I'm bad at these.
I am not bad at these.
I'm super good at these. 27.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm bad at these.
Also, we're back.
Ooh, 19.
20.
Oh, Matthew. <Not one. laughs>
Oh, baby.
You guys are kind of freaking out.
Ooh, natty 20.
Nice. Right,
everybody except for Cyrus, kind of a low rumbling in the distance. It's a little bit different than what you've come to expect from this plane. Usually it's just silence with a slight moaning as you get to these different spirits that sound like they're being tormented.
So Sean, just a real quick question, just visual wise. So we only hear spirits and there's a bunch of tendrils, or are we actually seeing?
You see these loosely wrapped cocoons with kind of like the, you know, like the light blue, kind of transparent, form of these spirits.
Are we talking like alien? Like level cocoon?
Not that tight. They're kind of just like bound there with several strands. It's not like, you know, fully encased. You can kind of see their faces occasionally, but they kind of shift in and out of existence. So it's kind of hard to get a grasp on, you know, like who they are or what they are. You just kind of have come to the conclusion that these are spirits that are here.
Do we find Ghost Butler?
You have not seen Ghost Butler, nor have you seen Brenna.
But we've been looking, canonically.
Yeah, you've been looking. Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these webs, it's not like just a big flat spider web. There's like different offshoots of spider webs just everywhere. It's just you just kind of climbing through. It's kind of like, you know, those jungle gyms that kids climb through that have got the different layers of webs and stuff like that. It's kind of like that. It's just crawling and moving and really densely packed. There's never really a good place to stand up. You're kind of just like either sitting on a webbing or crawling through a thing, or, you know.
So I have. I assume I have hand, foot, and mouth disease then.
Yeah, it's just it's literally just a straight, uncomfortable mess.
Why would you say that, Kyle?
That's like the worst.
The only thing I think of when I think of those big kid jungle gym things.
Anyway. Hey, Boone.
Yeah?
Give me a... This is going to be cumulative over the past couple weeks. Give me a perception check at advantage.
Okay. Advantage, 18.
18. Okay, with your 18, about a week into being here, going through your belongings, setting up for the night, you would have come across a note that you did not put in your pocket.
Okay. What does the note say? And
It's Callus. What did you... If you want to explain what this is about.
What? Yeah, I was like, do you want to do this secretly, Ben, or?
I mean, it's, would you have, you would have read it, I assume you would have let everyone else read it as well, because it is addressed to everyone here.
Oh, it is addressed to everyone? Perfect, yeah. That's all I need.
And you had put this in her pocket in season 4?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Like when I was embracing you?
Like when I was, right before I got pulled into hell.
when
holy
you
shit!
My, oh my god! So you whispered in my ear, like, "Go find Brenna," and you slipped it in my pocket.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Okay, what does it say?
Do you want to read it? Should I read it?
It doesn't matter if you want to send it to me. Like, I don't care. However you want to do it.
I want Steph to read it.
Okay.
It's in your pocket.
Okay.
All right.
Where are you sending it to me?
Do you want Roll 20 or Discord?
Doesn't matter. I have both.
All right. Well, there's Discord.
Okay. In PodTalk? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
To my friends, Boone, Dagna, Cam, Cyrus, and Brenna, I have a feeling that my deal with Asmodeus is going to come up soon, which means that I will probably not survive the battle at Jildos. I do not know what he will ask of me, but I know that I could not betray any of you, even to save myself from an eternity of torment in the nine hells. And for that, I would like to thank you. Thank you for being my friends, for showing me that not everyone will judge me for being a tiefling, for giving me the chance to do something good in the world and to have fun while doing so. I do have one regret, though. I promised that I would save Brenna from whatever monster stole her soul, but it looks like I won't be able to keep that promise. So I ask of you, my friends, to keep that promise for me and save Brenna from whatever nightmare she is trapped in. Your friend, Kalastin Salarov. P.S. Please let my family know what happened.
Oh, wow. So this would have been sitting with you for a week and a half at this point.
You know, I easily would have gone over to Callus at some point and said, we looked for her. We looked for her for now two and a half weeks.
Time has lost all meaning to you.
Oh, okay, okay.
You have no idea if you've been here for 30 seconds or 500 years.
Fair enough.
With the continuous torment, it just feels like an eternity.
Yeah, okay. Callus, we looked everywhere for Brenna and Ghost Butler. We couldn't find either one of them. We don't know where they are, and we don't know where to find them. It's been awful here. I don't think you understand.
The rumbling begins to grow a bit louder. As you guys are kind of looking around, you see a small light off in the distance, but it's still a ways off. And with climbing, I mean, getting to it would take a while.
So I'd probably look at, you know, Cam and Dagna and be like, that's not normal. What is that?
Let's go. Let's just, please, it's got to be something.
The light begins to get brighter, but it still remains just as small. It's only about the size of a gold piece. And shortly after that, as you guys begin climbing in that direction, the light gets close enough, you know, it's within 20 feet of you, then 10 feet of you, then 5 feet. Then finally, it comes up and it pauses in front of you as the rumbling just begins to get, it's cacophonous, extremely loud, and it begins to be accompanied with a ripping noise. As this light floats in midair for just a second, it then
grumbled, everyone.
flies into Callus's chest. Callus, you feel a warmth within you. Then you begin to see the spider webs in the distance begin to rip away. The tendrils are being pulled apart and they're kind of just dangling. You know how a cobweb just kind of floats in the wind? And as that's happening, you begin to see these cocoons rip apart and these different, what you've recognized as spirits turn into these bright little lights as then they begin to shoot off in all different directions, freed from their prisons, as finally the webs begin to rip around you and you guys begin to fall. And you fall. And as you begin to fall through the planes of existence, you see the different lights shooting off into different places, downward into their respective planes, wherever you assume that they came from. But one thing strikes you. As this is happening, you begin to see a mass amount of lights then begin to fly from 12 different sources in the direction of the plane that you fell from. And there's hundreds and thousands of them making their way towards the web. As these ones are floating away from the web, finally freed from their prison, new ones begin to take their place. And then your vision goes black. And you guys are left there in just an eternity of darkness. Finally freed from the torment, your mind's able to rest. I want everybody to make me constitution saving throws.
Cool.
Oh, but Kim and I have a thing.
yes, everyone. Does that work? Are you all close to me? Because you all get a plus four.
Yeah. So
just, yeah, you guys are all floating in the same direction.
We're all on me. Jesus. God, we did so bad. So I have like an 11.
I had an 8.
Same. I also have an 8.
Oh, yay, for failing.
I have a 27.
Yeah, I got a 23. I added the 4 into the plus 9.
All right. Cyrus and Cam, you guys all of a sudden just sitting there in darkness. Take a deep breath. Your eyes open and you begin to look around. And it's a very strange sight. You can hear dripping from the ceilings as some sort of moisture is falling from the ceilings onto the floor. You hear a rhythmic chanting around you. And as you look around, you see figures. You see about 15 of them clad in black robes embroidered with spider webs. And emblazoned on the front of it is a spider with what appears to be a feminine body attached to it, a dark elf feminine body. You guys wake up and look around. The rest of your group is groggy and still coming to consciousness. And finally, then the chanting stops and a figure steps forward.
What are we wearing? Are we wearing
you guys have your gear. And you guys are laying on these like stone plinths. That look like they're made for the length and width of a humanoid body. They're kind of in a circular fashion, and as you kind of look at the ground, they are the points of a star. And in the center of this star is just a big opal spider web on the floor, kind of into the stone of the ground.
Where are we now?
The figure steps forward and said, "It worked. We have brought you back." And with that, the rest of the group wakes up as well. The people circling then kind of group up behind this one figure. As she pulls her hood back, it's a female drow elf. She's got a scar across her face from eyebrow to opposite cheek that kind of covers the entire front of her face. She's oddly beautiful, but oddly terrifying at the same time. You guys all wake up.
Boone still has my halberd, right?
No, you have it.
When you popped back into existence, the halberd then kind of formed with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I have it like forming from my hands. It's like, you brought us back in what, here to try to kill us or what?
No. It may seem odd, but we have need of you.
Sean?
Yes.
I want to cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's only a save if you delve deeper, right?
Yeah, I'm just scratching the surface, that's all.
Okay. With your Detect Thoughts, you get hints of this is our chance. The time has come. They can help us. They can save us. They can bring her back. They can help us put her in power.
The last time Gerald said they needed us, they wanted to use us as sacrifices.
You didn't hear that.
Oh, no.
The other person, she says, yes, well, our hopefully agreement will be mutually beneficial. We need you, and you needed us.
Who are you?
We. That. Are the followers of a dying religion.
Surface thoughts.
You're still getting that same thing, and she says, "We are the followers of Loth."
Ooh.
Ooh.
I second that.
Why?
So you want us to do what exactly? Get the, help you find the your goddess or something? I don't.
And our goddess is not lost.
An evil goddess at that.
Evil and good is just conjecture at this point. There are greater things at play. The world has stepped away from its status quo, and it must be righted again, with the good and evils of this world in control.
What are you going to ask us to do here?
I'm unsure of what, how much you are aware of, but have you heard of, I'm sure you have at this point, Krizakith, as you were in his lair.
Oh, yeah, he's not pleasant.
No, he has usurped the throne, bastardized drow tradition, made hundreds of thousands slaves to his will. We have uncovered this through research and time, and unfortunately, through a grave understanding of the true nature. He has taken the followers of Loth and warped their mind into his cultish view, and it is with a great cost to our people.
What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Elathra.
Could you spell that for me?
E-L apostrophe L A-T-H-R-A.
Can you use it in a sentence?
My name is Elathra.
She just kind of stares at you. And then Elathra. It looks with just a scowl on her face, looking menacing with her scar.
Give me a vague. I was stuck in the disc for a few weeks.
How did you hear about us?
We have... prior to a few weeks ago, your exploits were known. With the battle at Gildas, you had disappeared, and you were the only survivors.
What?
Only survivors?
Everyone there is stone. Everyone there has been petrified and turned to stone. We don't know about that, but that is not our problem for now. Our problem is that our people have taken a great loss.
How did you get us back?
Lolth is gone, but not forgotten. She survives only from the faith of her strongest followers, that being us. We keep the faith alive at this point, and it will thrive again with your help. But she used some of her power, granted us the ability to bring you back because you have a part to play in this.
You keep saying that.
Krizakith grows stronger. With our magics, we have weakened his realm, and we have freed a great many of the souls. But it has been replenished, unfortunately. His army is stronger than it ever was, from the blood of the drow. And she says, perhaps I should just show you so you can understand. And she turns and the other figures in the hoods part ways, and she begins to make her way down a hallway, gesturing for you to follow.
Follow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I dismiss the halberd and follow, and it's just like, are we sure we should just be following them, or should we maybe make a break for it?
Man, it was so shitty where we just were. I'm willing to give this a little bit of a shot.
This is a minor upgrade.
Let's hear him out.
Okay.
I was like, I know your disc life was kind of difficult, but, you know.
So from what appeared to be a naturally wrought cavern, this little hallway that is naturally wrought slowly begins to get stonework as you make your way through. And through some twisting corridors, you end up making your way into what appears to be a side room to some sort of building, well-crafted, of drow make. One thing that you noticed that you had noticed earlier is all of the imagery of Lolth has been completely desecrated and destroyed. And new carvings of this elven male face, a spider figure, have been carved in with and adorned with sapphires and other precious gems with great care. Basically, of what you would assume is Krizakith. And as you're in this room, the main figure opens the door to what appears to be a grand worship hall. And when I say grand, 60, 70 foot high ceilings, walls, 200 feet on a side or 100 feet on a side, just square, with at the front of the room is a large statue dedicated to Krazakith, and the copper smell in the air is strong as you see thousands of drow, with their hands clutching knives that are stuck in their chest. Just dead drow piled upon dead drow piled upon dead drow.
Whoa. Oh. Wow, Sean, like not pulling punches, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
what the hell did you do?
It is not us. They did this to themselves. As followers of Krazakith, they have given their souls to his army. This is not the only instance. It is my understanding that this has occurred at every single drow city in this entire plane of existence. As far as I know, us and only a few splinter groups that are still faithful to Loth remain. The rest of the drow are completely wiped out.
Yay, genocide!
Wow, you're just knocking them one race at a time, huh, Sean?
Yep.
Bye-bye, dwarves.
Every time Wizards of the Coast adds a couple races, Sean's like, all right, gotta get a couple off the list.
There's too many on here.
Well, dwarves exist in Nalari, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in Nalari, they do?
They do. You guys were allowed to play dwarves if you wanted to play dwarves.
We're so used to not having that option.
I said that. I told you guys before season 4.
I'm sure. It felt like a trap.
You also made me play so many dwarves. Exactly. I don't ever want to fucking play another dwarf again.
I've rolled like 3 dwarves. It's fine. I'm good.
Moradine is the worst.
So you're saying that all of Krazakith's worshippers are dead then? So the problem is solved?
No. They are with him as he prepares for his assault on the plains. It is our understanding they have joined his army for his assault on the plains. We have freed many of his souls, which he was to use to control their minds as his army. But as we pulled them from the brink and freed them, drow replaced them with themselves. And his numbers are greater than ever before.
That sucks.
Kyle, Master said, well, that sucks.
Which is why we have brought you back. I'm unsure if you're aware of this, but Asmodeus is dead.
Oh, I saw it. He did it.
Kyle's just smirking.
I point at Kallus and is like, he did it. It's his fault. Or is it good?
And with that, the throne in hell, the 9 hells, is open for a new ruler, is where Loth will sit. We have brought you back. All we ask is that you finish your mission.
You want us to seat Loth in the 9 circles of hell?
We want you to defeat Krazakith. Everything that happens after that is just the natural course of things. How do they say it? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, I think that's a saying.
As I see it, you have 2 choices. 1, let Krazakith take over, destroy the plains, and end life as we know it. Or do what you are destined for, destroy Krazakith, and let things take their natural course.
Can we have a team meeting?
Well, yeah, it sounds like you don't
need to go to notes to see
need us to do anything specific to help you other than just deal with Krazakith, which
we have brought you
to deal with anyway.
We have brought you back because we know that this is a deal you cannot refuse, and you are the only ones capable of doing this. You can have our help along the way. We will assist in any way that we can for the help that our splintered contingent or splintered groups can assist. But yes, it's a deal you can't refuse.
Ilathra, nothing against you. I just would like to talk to my friends for a moment.
You turn and Cam's just sort of giving the like, meh All right. Kind of face, like with his with his hands up, like
he's. And as you say that, she looks at you and says, "It would also help us if you would destroy your mother along the way. We know that this is in line with what you would like to do, so consider it, consider it a perk of the deal."
Wait, I assume you're talking to Cam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. What other character is like, "Hey, if you want to kill your mom, you're totally cool with us."
I'm not a huge fan of my mom either, but you know.
Fair. I would say canonically mine is worse, but
at least you had roots.
As far as we know, anyway, we don't know.
That's true. That's true.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, maybe Sean's like it's fine.
It's possible. Yeah, all right. I mean, again, so far it is sort of stuff we were already sort of planning on doing anyway.
Listen, I'm on board if you guys are. I just wasn't going to speak for the group.
We don't really have a choice in this, don't we?
Well, we have a choice.
Yes, you have the choice to let the planes fall or do what you are destined to do.
Well,
it sounds worse when you say it.
Yeah, I don't like how you state things.
All right.
Dagna's very quiet and just processing things right now.
There's just silence in the room as there's a sea of thousands of corpses.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
Repos with knives in their chest.
Can we, you know, like, go somewhere else? This is not a very pleasant room.
I'm afraid you will find this everywhere down here. This is but a small portion of the city. Only the elites were allowed to sacrifice here.
I look at Kallus as like, I may be a soldier, but doesn't mean I like death.
Fair enough. But I think that we are in agreement that we will, about what we are going to do.
Well, Dagna?
I mean, I don't think we have a whole lot of options. It's better to have allies now more than ever, especially if everyone in Jeldos has been turned to stone.
Yes, that does put a hamper in some plans.
That's one way of putting it. You know, it's not like my dad's army was there or anything.
She says, take this with you as a symbol so that other groups might know that you are the real group, not someone masquerading under the guise of Krizaketh. And she reaches out her hand, and whoever she's going to hand it to, it's up to you guys. She just kind of reaches her hand out.
We'll take it if that's okay.
Yes.
It's a super secret Strike Force symbol.
Nope. It is a holy symbol of Wolf.
Oh, that's much worse.
It appears to be a obsidian spider, a snowflaked obsidian spider with ruby facets in the eyes of, in the eyes. It has a chain coming out of the back of it that appears to be where, like, the spider webbing would come out, and that's made of very small pearls, as though it's to be worn around the neck.
Tuck it in my pocket.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or it will stay forever as we forget about it.
Yes. And she says, I wish you luck. If you try to seek us out, you can just ask around in the Underdark. We will not be difficult to be found as we work our way through down here.
Ilathra, how do we get back up?
Out the northern gates of the city, if you walk about a quarter mile down the first passage, you'll find an egress that makes its way up. As you follow that egress, after about a half day's travel, you will come to the surface, just outside Jeldos.
Thank you for the information and bringing us back.
And thank you for helping Loth rise again.
Turn around.
Really still don't like the sound of that, but okay.
Oh. We'll fix that later. Message, we'll fix that later.
Is that you, Matt?
Yeah. And she just kind of brushes you away with her hand as they turn and make their way back through the corridors in this, and you guys are left in this kind of entry hall.
Well, that's not what I thought was going to happen.
No, this was not what I was expecting. but
not at all, but I guess it could be worse.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Where we were, I think that is the worst life could ever be at. So you're right. Everything is looking up. So thank you, Cyrus, for your super positive attitude.
God, Boone. Wow.
Okay, I don't know how much of it is Stephanie being sick and like not having, like, you know what? No, I like it. I like shitty Boone. It's fine. She's broken. Listen,
we've been through some shit. It's fine. It's fine.
You see Cyrus give her a look. He's like, I miss you too, Boone.
Listen, buddy, I'm so happy you're here. I am. This is a lot right now. And I, like I said, I don't think you really understand what we've been through. I don't understand what your life as a disc was. I understand. I don't know. I'm confused.
Your life as a disc is a great miniseries. We should
yeah, run. That's a great episode title.
Or I guess that's the subtitle of season 5. Your life as a disc. Oh, God.
My so-called disc life.
All right. So what are you guys doing?
I don't fucking know, Sean.
Dagna's marching to the gates.
Yeah.
With purpose.
So as you guys make your way out of this grand entry hall, there's massive doors that go up about 20 feet high. It's one of those, you know, when you open it, it's like as the door opens. And as you look down these stairs, sheer horror of tens of thousands of drow corpses, men, women, and children Jesus. Litter the streets. With sacrificial knives stuck out of their chest. It appears as though all of them were done willingly. No one was stabbed to death. There was no murder spree. This was all, they took their own lives. They are laid out in such a way as though it appears this was done with purpose. And as you make your way through the streets, every corner you turn, expecting relief from the situation, there is none. Every single square inch of this city is covered with corpses.
Well, whoever made all those sacrificial daggers made a killing.
God damn it, Benjamin!
Really, Callus? Really?
Finally, after what seems like just an extremely long time of meandering these streets, you find your way to the north gates, and as you exit this silence of the city, you find yourself in a passage. You make your way through the passage and follow their directions. And, you know, after a half day's travel, you make your way up to what appears to be sunlight. As you emerge, you can see that you are within 200 feet of the walls of Gildas. And looking around, you see like the armies where they had been laid out before, just frozen in place in stone. It's pretty silent. You hear some birds chirping off in the distance. It's oddly peaceful and sadly terrifying. Give me perception checks.
All of us.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, all of you.
I don't wanna.
Doesn't really feel oddly peaceful, but all right.
Oh, no. I rolled a natural 20.
I got a 31.
I got a 22. 7.
Jesus.
31. All right. With your guys' group perception as you're surveying the field, kind of off in the distance, you can see what appears to be five figures kind of walking in between these stone statues of people, probably about a quarter to a half mile off into where the main battle was happening.
How many figures did you say?
Five.
Five. Nothing discerning. I know it's kind of far off.
It's really far away. You kind of just see just
blocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see my clan anywhere, do you?
Oh, yeah, you do. They're all stone. Like different members of your clan you can see as stone. You would assume that this was done in a massive area and anybody that was in this area was affected.
Okay.
That's grim.
This can be undone, right? There's magic for to fix this?
I certainly hope so.
Do you know it?
I was hoping that one of you might.
Yeah, you're the you're paladins, aren't you?
We are not the magic-y type.
I'm not a paladin. I'm a sorcerer. Just because you were in a coin doesn't mean you get to forget what's what.
Living your best coin life.
Dagna attempts to dispel magic on one of the statues of her clansmen.
Hey Ben, what would that spell
no be? No effect.
Greater Restoration, maybe?
I only have Lesser, I think.
Give it a whirl. Are you trying Greater Restoration?
No, this isn't. I only have Lesser Restoration.
Okay.
Remove Curse?
We're just trying all the spells. No effect.
I mean, I could blast off a Lesser Restoration just to test it.
So yeah, go for it.
Plop.
No effect.
It says you touch a creature, it can end either one disease or condition, but it says blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
Yeah.
So it didn't really seem like that was going to...
Stoned is not a condition.
Yes. Hey, it is.
It's a benefit.
It's a state of mind.
It's not like, a bug, it's a perk.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a feature.
Sean, these five figures, are they coming closer to us?
They're just kind of walking. They don't even see you at this point. They're just kind of walking amongst the statues. They'll stop and like take a look at them. Someone like will set a crate down, and they'll kind of reach in and do something and kind of do something to one of these figures. And then, you know, just kind of keep walking.
Either people looking for loved ones or people attempting to loot the corpses of a battle.
Maybe we should confront them or at least see what's going on.
You hear all of a sudden like the sound of some sort of whistle, like what would be like a tin whistle or a penny whistle. Nothing that then you hear a different kind of whistle. You hear what sounds like some sort of flute, and then it stops, and then you hear you know, just a different kind of whistle, and then like from the distance you just hear, "God damn it! One of these has to work."
Did we see where it came from?
That group of people.
Just it's one of the group.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say I'm walking slowly towards them and like carefully, but I'm also wearing plate armor, so
yeah,
they hear me.
As you get kind of closer, you see that these people are wearing what appear to be clerical raiments. You're not sure to which god or what, but they appear to be clerics.
Hello, friends.
Oh, hello. What are you doing out here? Most people are terrified of this place after the calamity.
I've seen worse.
You must have seen some things, friend.
I've been some places that I would rather not talk about.
Fair enough. Keep your secrets. Well, if you're here, I mean, are any of you good at music?
I look at the rest of the group.
We look at Dagna.
Yeah, I was like, we all look at Dagna.
Dagna just has like a really super duper shocked look on her face. And she just kind of like,
Could you do me a favor? Perhaps we're not playing it well enough. Could you try this? And he's like, not this one, this one. This is probably our best bet. And he hands you what appears to be a small bronze whistle with three holes on the top of it.
Okay. I'll...
Give me a performance check.
Play it. Yeah, absolutely. 23.
You play a beautiful little ditty. What are you playing on this whistle?
Hot cross buns.
The finest rendition comes from the flute, as you almost see arcane bits of energy come from the flute itself. You guys feel that if you were diseased or sick, this might make you better. But though the melody is beautiful, you can see that the deflated look in this gnome's eyes as he says, "Beautiful, but not quite what we were looking for."
Maybe Cam God's actually looks not clean work. Now.
It's not. He actually looks clean. He never got dirty. The plane you were in has no dust and no things changed, other than maybe a little sweat.
I'm covered in spider webs.
Yeah, actually, you were unable to break those spider webs.
Oh, that's even worse.
Okay. Yeah, it was like diamond strands. Though the song was beautiful, it appears to not have the desired effect that this gnome was hoping for. He says, "Well, let me have it back. I don't think any of these are it. They don't match the image. I don't know what we're gonna do. We have to find it. Well, we're trying to fix the calamity that happened here.
And there's a magical flute that can fix this? Song.
We have read through our research here that there, yes, there appears to be some sort of magical instrument that can repair these people, bring them back from their stone-like state. All other forms of magic has failed. This appears to be something bigger and grander.
What did the rumor say where it's at? Do we know? I mean, who's here, looking for? Who are you?
Me? Yeah. I am Alfred Pennyworth the Fourth. I come from a long line of Alfred Pennyworths, and I am one of the great clerics of the North.
Did you have
Saint Hanine blesses you?
Did you have any friends named Wayne?
No, there are no Waynes in my family. Just Alfred Pennyworth the Fourth, and Alfred Pennyworth.
Alfred Pennyworth. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Alfred.
And you've come down from the north to deal with this problem?
Yes, different clerics have tried many things, but we are fairly sure. This research comes directly from one of the most prestigious libraries with some of the oldest books. It tells tales of a whistle or flute that can bring people back from forms of petrification that are unfixable by other magics.
What did you say where the research said it could be at?
I am unsure, but there's an image in this book, and he shows you the books, and it's he shows you this book, and the front is written in an arcane language that you can't comprehend, but the page is marked, and do you open the book to the page?
Yes. That's marked?
Okay. As you do so, Dagna, I'm trying to remember when you joined the group.
Were you when you murdered Brenna?
Yeah, I believe you were. Give me an intelligence check. Give me a actually I don't know how this works in D&D. Give me a intelligence check.
Okay. Here it goes.
It's not my stat either.
Okay. The image of this this whistle, it appears to be a whistle. It's not a flute. It doesn't have multiple holes on it. Mm-hmm. So it's just a straight up whistle. It appears to be a whistle that's used for naval things.
Wait.
So hold on. So and at the top of the page is written the boatswain whistle. And as you kind of read through, it talks about this whistle that was lost to history that could command, not only command a very specific ship, but also could remove ailments of the crew from scurvy, the need to eat so ships could be out for an extremely long period of time, remove harmful status effects from the crew, basically creating a boat crew that could never be harmed by anything. And it also specifically speaks about removing petrification.
Okay.
But in this picture of this whistle, it's familiar, but you can't put your finger on it.
Yeah. Laura knows, but Dagna does not. Okay.
Do you show the rest of us?
Absolutely. Guys, come here. This whistle's familiar, but where have we seen this?
But not too familiar?
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. give me intelligent checks as you guys look at this.
Ooh, I'm not that intelligent.
7. I rolled terribly.
Beetle's counting on you.
Yeah. Hold on.
19.
Oh, intelligent.
I got a 3.
I mean, to be fair, if it's what I think it is, I was preoccupied at the time.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, I got a 10.
It seems familiar to all of you. Cyrus, it clicks in your brain. You know exactly where you've seen this before. When you guys sailed into the sailed away with that piratey group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And sailed into the Plain of Mischief and marooned those pirates there as you sailed back with Chunk. The captain of that ship wore this whistle.
Oh. You see Cyrus like point out. He's like, I've seen that thing before.
Where?
You've seen it?
Yes. Remember when we were with Chunk and there was that horrible woman of a pirate captain.
Oh, I did not like her.
The one that we left behind and marooned?
The one in the plane of mischief?
Yes. Oh, shit.
So
this is gone forever then.
Yeah.
No.
How did it get here?
It's gone forever, I'm pretty
sure. No. We have to get it. I have to get it.
Can
we? Do you know where this is?
Unfortunately.
Not kind of. Not really.
I mean, we know in theory where it is.
I couldn't
point at a map, if that helps.
It's not in this plane.
They can't still be alive, right? Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that's the awkward reunion.
Do you think you'd be able to get this back?
It's going to be at a great cost, I believe. Not by coin, either.
She doesn't like us.
Some coin, too, probably.
I have been allotted a budget... to remedy this issue, if you feel like you know, I could perhaps lend you this. And he hands out a stone. It's light blue in color and kind of shifts in between purples. He says, "This item, if you speak your destination into it, it will take you to that place. You and I would say 7 other people.
7.
Anywhere you need to go, be it this plane or another. All you need to do is speak your destination and it will take you there.
Will it take us back?
I'm afraid you would have to find your own way back.
What I was afraid of. So...
But this is from my own personal magic item store. I'm sure the... clerics will understand me being reimbursed for this, along with the budget of fixing this, but I believe this is our only way. If you can offer any help, this is exactly what we need.
Are you really going to do this?
My family is turned to stone. I've lost them once.
As well as all of these other people, these thousands and thousands of innocent people that were stuck like this.
Exactly. If that's the case,
we're stuck here too.
Can we rest here though? Like, can we have one night in our nice cabin?
I would like a night without nightmares.
Just one night. One night.
Yeah.
I mean, these are not going anywhere. I'm sure one night would not hurt.
Just one.
I'm on board.
Mini vacay. Just Dagna. A small tiny.
I could use a beer. I don't know about you, but. I need a beer.
The cabin's popped open at this point. I just dropped cabin, the door here.
The door appears. The door appears between a stone figure of an orc and a stone figure of a gnome.
Dagna turns back to Alfred, and she extends her hand. Alfred Pennysworth, my name is Dagna O'Leroy. We accept this mission.
It is a pleasure, and we hope for your safe return. Just please do be careful. That's a very expensive item. I don't know why I trust you as much as I do, but we're at a complete loss. And if you have any leads, this is what we need to do.
You have no idea.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
You are welcome. We will camp here for the next while and keep trying different things just in case you should fail. So if you would go do your task and come back here, we will be here waiting.
All right, we're going to go take a nap. Bye.
Bye.
So the fact that Cyrus brought up a drink, I'm actually going to go into the cabin, pour 2 shots.
So
and
as
two
you
ales.
Open as you open the cabin door,
don't take away. Don't take
as you
away
open
my
the
cabin
door and peer inside, the friendly face of a spectral butler greets you. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Canonically, the episode ends with me attempting to hug a ghost.
Yes.
Oh my god, I think
we can get to that. We can get to that next week on the table podcast. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Doodles.
Toodles. Bye.
Bye.